is Davin's Den.
Is there anything better than Aerosmith coming in off a break?
And we're doing chair dances to it.
Well,
cool.
You should. It's my band. You're allowed. All right. Let's do some Anne Jackson. Let's fucking do that.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's fucking do Anne Jackson.
Not with your dick.
Whose dick do you want to use?
I haven't really decided.
What is this fucking scam?
Well, how about
fuck is this fucking thing?
How about one of the guys from Aerosmith?
You're using profanity.
Joe Perry. I'll use Joe Perry's dick to do Anne Jackson.
No, I don't think Joe Perry would want to do that. Steven Tyler would probably be.
Yeah, he'd be down. He'd cover it with scarves. Mm. It'll be okay.
That's a great tune. I love old Aerosmith. I like the most over new Aerosmith. It's just so good. Train Kept on Rolling. Wither. And
I can't find this fucking thing. I don't know where the song is. And quite honestly, I'm not that motivated.
Okay, so don't. We'll skip.
Yeah, just fucking. We use it every week. Did I delete it?
No.
He decided that Anne Jackson is no more.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, stupid. All right.
It was in alphabetical order. Who would do that?
Stupid.
Stupid sense. All right. Pip, give us our categories for Anne Jackson.
Okay, well, there's the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Then number two, fucking idiot. And number three, every time she says, so-called.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think we've done so-called.
We've never done that one.
Could be a Pip.
Yeah, so what do you think, Joe?
Mr. Davin will be three.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was the second one?
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
You should know that one. You've been called it enough.
And the category.
So you did there.
Did you? You want me to map it out for you? Make it tangible for you? Give you the gold standard for it, Joe? I can do that for you so you can comprehend it.
Bit insults.
Bit insults.
You'll know you'll be called stupid. How many times? Let's see.
That could be another game.
So we're back
fucking
to fucking idiot.
Fucking
wait, and he wasn't saying the category.
Fucking idiot will be three.
Okay. And how about so-called?
You know, so-called, I'm going to go three on so-called. So it's 3-3-3.
All right. So I'm going to say five Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one fucking idiot. And I'm going with four so-calleds. And Tucker Tom says...
Did you say Tucker Tom?
I did.
Is he tucking now?
Blah, 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 blah.
Put those in between the legs. I'm Tucker Tom.
Tom says three Mr. Davins, four fucking idiots, and six so-calleds. Joe's girl says two Mr. Davins, two fucking idiots, and three so-calleds.
Here we go. September 20th, 2014. Mr.
Davin! Oh, no. Right off the bat.
And we go right to the ball-busting blue.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
ball-busting blue.
Damn.
These people always ask, remember, oh, we should have said it. Last time it was the most coherent explanation. She understood what was
going
on.
She understood it. She had a timeline, and she explained everything.
To the point where Joe goes, are we done with this now?
Yeah, I know.
Then Davin looks at me and goes, no.
It's like,
but
really?
And yeah. 2 weeks ago, when last time we did it, she was
making sense.
She had a matter of clarity. She's bipolar.
I don't know. I know why you have to bring your sexual orientation into this.
Because he gets them excited.
Sure. These people always ask me to ask, and they do not care if I have money for food and living, because they're scammers.
Yes.
They asked me to pay for the scammer Jennifer. Scammer Jennifer. No longer daughter Jennifer.
Right.
Oh, this is good. He said, can you try for Jennifer? This kind of message appears many times. Jennifer never sent me money. Her father asked me to send the money for her surgery. She asked me to pay for the traffic fare and so on. All of them are Americans. They are not from Ghana. And this is why we're still here.
Yeah.
this is a
fucking Americans.
This is a conversation between Miller and Anne. This is from.
This should go well.
This is a Christmas Day conversation.
Oh boy!
This should be festive.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Go fuck yourself.
Peace on earth. Go fuck yourself.
Was that your last one with Joanne? So this is Miller goes. Wait. Yeah, I was trying to do White Lion. I can't fucking sing White Lion. Oh, you're fucking. I'll tell you what, Joe. I made you do a 4.5 minute fucking song. I suck. This song is still going on.
Still going?
Well, It was good, but it's a lot. So Miller goes, wait. Ann goes, okay. And Miller goes, can you try for Jennifer? Ann goes, I have no money. How can I try? Tell me. I have no money for traffic fare tomorrow. And this is before Uber, so there was issues.
Mm. Right.
I do not know what to do. Then something happened. Well, she's actually got this backwards in time. Because that last response was 12:44, and now she's giving me responses from 12:31 on Christmas. So while waiting for Santa behind the chimney,
she has a little bit of nog.
Christmas with Anne.
Could you see like the mantle with all everybody's the stockings up there?
Miller, Greer, Melvin Santa.
Across the little white fluffy part says "so cold." Yeah, across so all cool. of them.
Somebody's getting coal. I'm gonna get gold bars. I know it. Santa's bringing me gold bars.
Of course he is, honey.
So Anne goes, go to hell. Very Christmassy. Very Christmassy.
On a sleigh.
I love that woman.
Never contact me. I am sick of rumors and sick of people telling lies. I am sick of the scam and everything I do. Miller goes, I sent $800 to Jennifer this morning. Anne goes, I have no money. Miller goes, please.
But
it's Christmas.
Please, I know. Ann goes, tomorrow I will go for job interview. Miller goes, I am looking. Ann goes, I really need to work. That healthcare center wants
me.
He called me. Today I need to go there, but I have no money for traffic fares. I am thinking how to get money. I'm sick of this. Morris made a mistake. The account is under Jennifer, but he wasted money. Fuck off. I hate all of this. He works for his bank. Shit. Shitty person.
Shit. Shitty, bang, bang.
Shitty person. We screwed you. Oh, shitty person.
Anna, fuck you.
shitty bank.
It's another one of our musical shows. Yeah. even so-called Melvin Santos, he is shit, too.
He is shit too.
Yeah. He does not know the scam. Fuck him. Miller goes, because her name was there before. They never need your money. This is train money for...
Good fuck off my life for a while.
No, you never know with her.
Just fuck off my life. Bye. Then she writes to me, this Miller is a fucking liar. He lost money. He asked me to pay and pay. He never sent money, but he insisted that he lose much money. I do not believe it after Pauline, that's another victim, and is asking money to his lover Rita, but he denied it. He is a real fucking liar.
Ooh.
And then this is from January 13th. And this is Anne and Miller. Anne goes, I will commit suicide after I shut down my blog and videos. Well, you got to tidy up before you act.
Yeah, I know. You say goodbye and stuff.
Yeah, odds and ends hanging out.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be nice. Right?
People are writing to you and you don't fucking respond. Just be rude.
You know, just write goodbye so long.
Well,
we bid you adieu.
I'd like to see the email return comment that she leaves. I'm sorry. I'm not here right now. I'm dead. Please don't leave any emails. No voicemails.
There you go.
That a girl.
Bastards.
We left you out there. You tried really hard and it wasn't that bad. Honestly, you deserved a better response from us, but Joe and I were not very giving at that moment.
No, I noticed.
We could have given her a chuckle. She was working on a bit and we just kind of let her kept on going.
And it was such a good bit that Joe looks dazed trying to figure out what it was that was funny.
And I was going to say it's late in the night. That's going to be his excuse.
I know.
That's fine. No, we were with you. We were with you.
In spirit.
Right. Sure.
Thanks for the thoughts and prayers, guys.
Thoughts and prayers.
That's what your bits deserve, thoughts and prayers. And the audience. Pip has a bit. Thoughts and prayers to the audience.
Thoughts and prayers.
Godspeed. Hope you survive. Travel safe. This could be a journey for us all.
So sorry about that limb.
Pip's going to tell his story. Thoughts and prayers.
Anthony Cubey was on his show yesterday, and he was talking about Tony Danza, and he goes, he was the fucking best. He didn't know how to seg into something. He would talk about, like, the tsunami, and it's like, whoa, a lot of people died. Thoughts and prayers. Now we got a juggler. He goes, we have a fucking second to shit.
Oh, my God. Now we got a juggler.
I've heard worse. Yeah. You will know what is going on now. Idiot Melvin sets up my life. Fuck you. Never contact me. Me. I swear to you, if I meet you, I will use knife to kill you.
Wow.
Now she's threatening violence.
Yeah.
Really? That's a first.
That is a first.
Miller goes, and I quote, me.
Wait, didn't he go, me?
No, he does not. Miller.
Oh, he doesn't do that?
And goes, yes.
Well, that's squared away.
Yeah. It's you who fuck up my life. Go to hell forever. No return trip. Go to hell forever. All of you are cowards. I will have no time. Miller goes, thanks.
You know, it's kind of good you tell somebody to go to hell forever, because that's not a place you really want to get comfy.
Let me
you
ask
know?
You a question, Joe. You go to hell.
Right.
You see Satan.
Right.
Satan get pissed off if you're wearing a Jesus t-shirt? Does he want you wearing a little Satan t-shirt? How does that work out?
Oh, yeah, he'd be sore as hell.
Yeah, so you got to kiss up to Satan and wear one of his shirts.
You got to wear like an Aussie t-shirt or something like
no,
that.
No, I don't think that's good enough.
No,
I don't think
that works.
I think you got to wear the Satan shirt.
I don't know if Satan has his own shirt.
Of course, he's fucking Satan. Of course he does.
Yeah, he's got a circle.
I got to go on Hell's merch page to see.
Oh, yeah, you'd like a lot of cool stuff.
But he's got the coffee mugs.
Sure, bumper
red.
Sticker.
Yeah, bum.
If you could read this, you're stuck in traffic, which is hell.
Yeah.
You know, sure.
You could read this, you're damned for eternity.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. You're going to burn in. Well, you know the rest. Sure, he's got his own line of stuff, Joe. You know, he's like Gene Simmons, but he can't play bass because he's a violinist, according to the songs.
My parents went to the River Styx, and all right. I got is this dumb t-shirt.
I saw that at a garage sale.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sure, why shouldn't he make
oh,
a buck?
Yeah.
He's a capitalist.
He's, yeah.
Sure. Anyway. Ann goes, after shut down everything, Miller goes, bye. Ann goes, so do not reply. Go to hell. You're going to go to hell.
In evil. In no evil. Sorry.
I put this on Facebook the other day. It got no responses, but it will get a response out of you. So the wife is talking. She's talking her technical jargon, whatever the fuck she does. She just won an award, Sales Engineer of the Year. So apparently she's very good at
this
shit.
She knows her shit, yeah.
Wow. She knows her shit. But there's something where she's constantly saying, no, it's the SMF. It's the like it's a technical term for something. And all I'm thinking is the Twisted Sister saying, you're an SMF. No, it's a different song.
I know.
But it's like, well, I can't fucking shout that on while she's with a client because I don't think they'll appreciate it. I'm like, stop fucking putting Twisted Sister in my head.
Yeah,
well, yell motherfucker right in front of your boss. That always works well.
It does.
Yeah.
Now you know to yell cunsucker. Anyway. Ann goes, go to hell. Miller says, fine. Ann goes, these hunters are dangerous. Miller goes, why not kill yourself now?
Jesus.
Well, beat the rush.
Nobody likes waiting in line to kill yourself, Joe. Everybody's lining up for the noose.
This is a Groupon for a casket. You might want to get in on that.
We got three bullets and there's five of you. So we're either going to have to get one behind each other or somebody's not getting a turn. Pays to be early.
Everybody's looking at their watch, tapping their feet, holding their big jar of pills. Damn.
The early bird gets the pills.
Funny.
Miller goes, why not kill yourself now? Ann goes, I will. No, that's not what you
that's
agreed.
That's not the answer.
No, stupid.
No.
I will. Why not? Miller goes, asshole.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Kill yourself, and then I will, asshole.
So like Ann
says, I will. Why not? Miller goes, asshole.
Yeah, I know. Why is Miller calling her an asshole?
Why not? He's not a fan.
I guess not.
Having a problem.
Wow.
And goes, I will post this on my blog. How if you're dead? I don't understand. If you've just agreed to kill yourself now, there's no blog.
No,
there's no time to blog.
She's going on there to tidy beforehand. You
no,
know that.
No, she just said she's going to kill herself now. Either you're going to kill yourself now or you're going to blog and then kill yourself. It's like the same thing when I went to the post office and then they said they were closed. No, I'm standing here. You're not. Certain things are self-evident.
Listen, I can't believe we couldn't help you that day.
Look, when women say
assholes.
That they're gonna be done in 5 minutes, they're dressing to go out. You know it's going to be much longer than that. So, right, I'm going to do it right now. That means just got to prep time. She's got to put on her eyelashes.
Anne's looking
things.
In the mirror before she offs herself. Do I look fat in this death shroud? I'm glad
don't worry, you'll be slimming down soon enough.
Sure. You'll
be burning off some of that weight in no time.
Do I look fat in this casket? Anne goes, I will post this on my blog. People know the truth. Miller goes, again, very perceptive. You are mad. Miller's on his game today. Ann goes, what is madness? I think we know. Fuck you.
Oh, I looked down and I thought I had a category.
No. Miller goes, you know how much I lost? And then she goes, Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
Ooh, two.
I'm going to report the crime soon. I need to work and I'm looking for some jobs. In fact, I passed the interview and they want to use
me!
But I refuse it. I need to arrange the schedule. So-called Melvin Santa!
Thank God, that's one!
Nice.
On the board.
And this is a letter to him that she sent to me. So-called Melvin Santos. Mm. You are a fucking idiot.
Ah, there's another one.
And you know, Pip loves this letter.
Go on.
And you do not take any responsibility after choking the victim's money. Die, Benjamin Franklin, you motherfucker. And Andrew Jackson, too. You're going to be Harry Tubman soon. Yes, you are. I'm going to choke you out.
We need the choking alphabet.
The choking alphabet?
Yeah, because, you know, the Benjamin Franklin alphabet of drunkenness. Oh, so we need the choking alphabet.
Brown Cotton is a big fraud star. Thank you, thank you. I've been scamming for years. I lead the league in assholes robbed. If it wasn't those steroids, I'd go to the Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry, asshole plundering is a completely different category.
I lead the league in assholes robbed. Sure.
All right. A list, number one. You use that idiot fucking IC3 Brown Cotton, a big fraud star who destroys my whole life and career. He fails every case. He even lies to me a lot about going for law enforcement. He is a fucking scammer. Two, James H. Miller is a scammer.
Roll call.
Yes.
Joe's favorite. Why do I need to cooperate with him after he asked me to pay for lots of money? Green sent mails to send money to him because he demanded to leave U.S. Army. This is also a fucking scam. He loved Rita and gives her last name. The last name's funny because I assume it matches. I'll tell you guys off air.
Okay.
I don't want to. Just remind me.
Yeah.
And he also denied it. And this he also asked me money. You use this fucking guy to destroy me. You are not human beings. This is your fucking mail. Then she gives his mail. Then she shows the mail. This is from him to her. This is from Dr. Melvin Santos. Mrs. her real name. I was so busy since then. I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa. All good bands.
I've ordered so many men? What?
Africa's not a band, though.
No, it's not.
But Asia and Europe are.
Yes.
And I believe she was looking for shitholes. Anyway, some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay the fees. Oh, if only you knew about GoFundMe. Kindly cooperate with him so you guys can... You guys. Yeah, you guys!
That's a legal term, by the way.
It most certainly is. So you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you've sent to us these days. He's fucking feeding her.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing good.
He's loading up her ego.
My warm regards, Dr. Melvin. You win. Number three, I am going to do unrest. Enough with the fucking unrest.
Unrest report.
I'm going to do unrest report, and this is advanced fee fraud. Where are my funds? I know that fucking lawyer Morris Mariba is very wicked.
Morris Mariba.
He chokes my money and asks me to send it to David Moore. I did have the evidence. I will list all of his mails. Number four. I found Pauline's phone number and her mail address. I will expose the truth asking Mr. Davin!
Three.
To call her. You will know what is going on. I will send out everywhere around the world to tell the people this is truth. Advanced fee fraud. She's fucking on to him.
Yeah.
I gave you only 2 days, and if you do not reply to me, you will know what is going on. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow, four.
I will send Pauline and Rita's info to you, and then she tells me where Pauline and Rita live. All right. So that's all we are going to do tonight.
Okay. So we have four Mr. Davins, and I said five. Joe and Tom said three. So Joe's girl two. So no winner there.
All losers. Every one of you.
Fucking idiot. One. That was me.
Yes, you are. That is girl. Who's a fucking idiot? Pip's a fucking idiot.
And so called. We had one of them, so I'm so proud. But everybody guessed much more than that. So there was really no clear winner tonight.
No, that's often the case with the show.
Stink.
Except I got one fucking idiot, so and there
win.
Was only one. So I guess I'm the winner
you
tonight.
The winner.
I'm one fucking
take
idiot.
Take your one fucking idiot and have fun.
Yes. So anyway, I was very proud that we hit all the categories I picked for
Yay.
Yay.
Not a girl. It was a good showing by you.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, let's, enough. All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. TAO, T-A-O.
of energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC. They don't spell it out on the Facebook page, but, you know, some people don't know.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have a show coming up soon?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. We'll keep you posted on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more.
You almost got through it, stupid. You almost made it.
Oh, my God.
Another satisfied customer.
Here we go.
Here goes another 10 minutes of show. That was not planned. As we try to fucking get through this.
Almost made it.
Almost. So almost close. Made it. Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like when in Vietnam.
They show this a lot in movies.
You know. The Viet Cong is on your ass.
Yeah.
And G.I. Joe's in an open field, and all they're right. Shooting at him. And there's a helicopter who's making a dangerous mission. And they're trying to lower, but they can't land completely, so they drop the fucking ladder down so you can climb up. Yeah. And a couple people make it up, and you're almost there. And then the Viet Cong gets you in the back of the head. That's what just happened to Pip.
Yeah.
I had the hanging rope in my hand.
You almost got aboard the chopper,
with
lady.
Two helicopter pilots.
You almost made it back to Hanoi.
Oh, my God. All right.
Grandma in the casket. Grandma in the casket. Grandma in the casket.
Hot.
Jen Corelli's is just like that great piece of parlor you grew up with.
Was it?
Oh, you're not helping.
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, all right.
Oh, yeah. Now look at you. She's still alive, and you fucking push her overboard.
All right, my
fault. Let the
Viet Cong
have her.
Right.
Yeah, you just like, oh, she's still alive. She's like, fuck it, we gotta go. No. She, it's too heavy, we gotta leave. Cut the rope. But she's still clean. I said cut the rope. No.
We can't cut the rope. We gotta bring Pip back. I can't help if she's saying succulent meat.
Do you have a problem following orders, Private? Cut the rope.
I can't let her go. I don't give a shit if this read takes all fucking night. I did Portobello. You did it. And Pip is succulent meat. I'm the Mickey.
It started out as Stallone, and then at the very end, he put a little Schwarzenegger in there.
No, I put a little. No, I went from Rambo to Rocky.
Oh, yes, really?
Yes. Yeah. Just do the. You got to do the read. Never mind the succulent meat.
So what? You want to give him eight voices?
I know. We sound like you said hello. I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with that.
And this is what happens when people can't read properly. Another fucking 10 minutes of show. Because now he's encouraged. Fucking Viet Cong.
Eden.
Why couldn't you get a fucking deferment like the president?
Take out. Have it delivered. Or give the... or have
put it on a Huey. Have it flown out.
A Huey.
Give me that one. I'll give it that one.
Have them cater your party or special
nice
event.
Snort, stupid. What are you, a 16-year-old girl?
Yes, when I'm seeing Winger, yes.
Fucking hobbing some knobs in the back, waiting, getting the band prepped.
Funny.
See their complete menu on
you
their website.
You fucked up the read.
What? Yeah, I'm plowing through. www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue.
What the fuck is funny about that? It's an address. It's a goddamn address.
Because it fucking... I thought my conscience was speaking. I'm like, what the fuck is a fucking address? And then I'm thinking of this stupid... What's a fucking address? Yeah.
That is fucking... You were out. You were out. There's one more stuck in the village. I'm going back in. No! Save yourself! The Kong got them! The Kong, you can't do anything for them. You're just going to kill yourself if you go back!
I don't care if it's a street address! She got to get through the street! People need to go to the street to know where it is!
This is probably why you shouldn't shut off the show until it's done.
Yeah.
We start funny, we end funny. Just shut the middle, I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Do we have time for that?
No, it's no. No five.
Have you found a therapist that'll deal with you yet?
I'm going tomorrow.
Yay!
But I mean, he's willing to deal with
you. Yeah, bring her the reed.
Yeah, have the right therapist there. Work on the fucking reed. That should take all 45 minutes.
What's so funny about succulents?
I was just reading an address and then a flashback of when I was touched. And I laugh as a defense, but I knew it was wrong. I was 23. I knew better.
Why is she turning into chiz sock in therapy?
I need some therapy too. Me too, Joe. Me too. I'm just like your underwear. I have all sorts of fluids in me, and I don't like it. Me too, Joseph.
And she's been through everything with me. He deserves to be there.
You promised me a lead in the band. I was going to be the lead singer if I just took one more load. But no, you don't even recognize me when you do your keyboard solo. It's like I don't even exist. But every night when you come home and you've struck out again, there I am waiting.
Oh, my God.
It's me and Jack, and then you, Jack, and it's me and more Jack.
And then you, Jack.
You're trying to get through the fucking ring. Now I feel like you should do it from the beginning.
No!
No!
We'll
oh, like, you, like you've encouraged.
Well, no. Be here until tomorrow. When you eat with Jen Carelli's...
Because it's almost here.
When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant...
You're going to need me!
At 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey...
Hamburg?
Hamburg.
That, no, I understand, but is that what's cracking you up?
No.
Fuck is wrong with you? Now she's getting like all fucking like fluey on you. You hear that fucking phlegm bubbling up from like too many fucking sardines going bad? Look at that. It's like all it's like sounds like a filterfish mucus is in her throat.
I'm dying.
I wish.
You get
I bet
one.
That'll be long and drawn out, too. I bet you won't go quickly into the good night. You're going to fucking linger like a fucking
linger.
Cold sore.
People are going to take a pulse and go...
We get it. You're still alive, but barely. I know.
You get wonderful...
Really? A big snort into the microphone? It's like, what a mucus and fucking duo you two are. It's phlegm and phlegm.
At least I got through my reed.
Good for you. You're a good boy.
Thanks for
you've been able to do the bare minimum.
Thanks for snotting all over my restaurant read.
You
by
had
the way.
Just one job and you did it. Good for you.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Here's a medal. You get wonderful food prepared by a great staff.
The fight, like she collects herself and it's like, oh, there's words, and then she loses her shit again.
I mean, we're not even on the succulent part, Joe. I get it, succulent. Generally, ha ha ha.
Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's. Oh, thank you, God.
I believe I can fly.
I want to hit to a fucking wall.
By the way, these bastards in the chat are not helping at all. Joe's girl spells out succulent in all caps.
It's one of her favorite words. Joe insists that he calls her by that. Call me succulent. Who's succulent? Oh, this guy. Who's got two thumbs in the succulent? Joe's like, this guy. I got you succulent me right here. Who wants marshmallow fluff?
Tucker Tom says, Jen Corelli's read, eh? And almost made it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. You're absolutely right. I did nothing to derail you.
I'm tired this time of night, and it's just like, it doesn't really.
What do you need,
much.
A trough of Wendy's to calm you down, you fucking animal?
Yes.
Just load it into my mouth. Num, 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 num. Don't put it in a bag. Num, num. Can I go back there and just eat right off the fryer? Num, 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 num.
Num, num, num.
Oh, look, it's Helix. She's got the pickup truck. She's ready for dinner.
Oh, God.
Give me my goddamn salad!
It's a big salad! I mean, sure, it took a whole fucking harvest, but it's a big salad! Oh, don't make funny. Fun! Sure, it's got 3 loaves of bread for a croutons, but it's just a salad!
It's that payload of 4. Trip's midnight snack.
No, that's for the dressing.
Oh, fucking animal. Have you ever had so much Wendy's food? No! No!
Oh, so much Wendy's?
No, because I have a colon and it frowns on that.
No, they give you a big bag when you have more than
to barf into when you're done. You don't want the splash getting on you. You got to ride home. You've only been eating for 5 minutes.
Yeah, them sardines getting in the way.
They're fucking swimming upstream. Oh, Wendy's is here. Everybody out, fellas. Flip, 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 flip.
There's nothing but Wendy's wrappers and little fish bones
and cat litter.
And cat litter.
Yeah, that's what's in the car now.
Fucking animal.
Better hope Morris the cat doesn't pull you over.
Why would Morris the cat be driving?
Because there's cat litter and sardines. And Wendy's.
Right. Side-splitting productions. Yeah, we'll be better than this. Need
that's
a comedian or something, pretty much. It's my company. I'll fuck it up. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Need a comedian? Give us a call. We'll send you somebody funny. Nobody you've heard tonight. 551-404-3094. Our comedians are succulent. You'll enjoy it.
Yes.
They certainly are.
I'm hesitant to even allow you to give you any more speaking parts, Pip.
Just a little bit.
That doesn't take much. Much like your sex life, a little dabble, do you?
Speaking of succulent, you should listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com from 3 to
How
6
is that
p.m.
succulent?
He is. Well, you should see the disgust I'm getting from the two of them. 3 to 6 p.m. every weekday, HudsonRiverRadio.com. Listen to Mr. Helix. He plays good music and he's funny. And he doesn't laugh through his reads.
No, somebody in the family has to be. So, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you ever go on his show?
Yeah.
Do they let you speak?
Yes.
Does it turn out like this?
No.
Like,
I haven't been doing it for 3 hours straight after work either.
Don't fucking blame the time.
Be like me and just stammer through everything at this point.
I try, but it makes me laugh. Tom wants to know if...
And you yelled for me encouraging him before.
I was mocking. I wasn't encouraging.
Tom wants to know if Mr. Helix derails during Jen Corelli's reads, too.
Mr. Helix should be so lucky to have a Jen Corelli's read. I'll tell you that.
That's true. I'm going to make them put the word succulent into one of his reads and just see
He doesn't
what
even want you fucking saying succulent when you're gobbing his knob, all right? Just fucking concentrate, woman. I'm eating a sandwich from Wendy's.
Listen, you really can't.
Did you bring the cat litter in?
It's just a fucking pack mule who delivers food and places for the animals to shit. And she has benefits. That's really what the relationship has devolved into.
And food and stuff to put when the animals shit. Pip's back from town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put her to bed wet.
I get brushed down.
See an upside down Wendy's fucking French fry cup on the fucking horn of the ox. She's just throwing shit on.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's trying to shake it
nom,
off.
Nom, 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 nom.
Pip starts looking at the ox because she's still hungry. Yeah. You look delicious and succulent.
I just brought in 20 pounds of cat litter from town and all this Wendy's stuff. And you stink of sardines, bitch, and now you're going to eat me? Fuck you.
There's a thought bubble over my head, and it's barbecue sauce. Shut up, ox.
You can't eat the transportation.
Oh, come on. Rules.
You can't eat the transportation.
You don't see me snacking on a fender on the element, do you?
At times, I think you're tempted.
Tom says she hired a Sherpa to make a Wendy's run during the snowstorm. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And she ate the Sherpa because he didn't bring back the third bag.
No. They really climb too much. They don't have enough meat on them.
You're picking your little fucking teeth with their ribs.
Yeah.
Fucking animal. Are you going to make a Wendy's run on the way home?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, that's my Tuesday night go-to.
Yeah, because, you know, Mr. Helix couldn't fucking do that because he's been home for 5 hours. But anyway, you do it.
No, I told you. This is the bargain. I bring
what
the
time,
food home.
What time is Wendy's close?
There, I think it's like 1 o'clock or
oh,
something.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because Dunkin' Donuts closes at 11, but my stomach's been doing flip-flops, so I don't need coffee.
Are there any other restaurants that don't sponsor the show that you'd like to plug?
Yes, but one place I'd like to plug is Snot, which has been flowing through both Pips and my noses all night long. Snot. Oh. If you think it's butter, but it's not.
It's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is any place daring to put you on stage this week, Joe?
Yes! And we are rocking, my friend, rocking and rolling. We'll be this Thursday with Fragile Sky at 89 North out in Patchogue, Long Island. The band will be home. I don't have to cross the bridge.
Now I got to say, it'd be very disrespectful if you went to a Fragile Sky concert and you wore a Reese Odyssey shirt. So make sure you're wearing a Fragile Sky t-shirt or you'll be kicked out.
Yeah. Yeah, phone 631-730-8992 or you can PM me for tickets.
PM me. How about I PU you? How about, no, it was fine.
All right, fine. Okay, then the fun continues.
Does it?
Saturday, we're opening for the great Jolynn Turner. At Mexicali, well, former Mexicali Live, which is the Debonair Music Hall.
We're going to gay it up.
No, it's Debonair Music Hall.
Debonair
Music Hall.
Joe's going to be in his best tuxedo as he plays the Tickles the Ivories.
Why do you call it that?
Because they're gay.
I understand. 1409 Queen Anne Road, Teaneck, New
York. You know what? Club Debonair should be on Queen Anne. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Maybe that's a good reason to name it. We're on Queen Anne. Let's own it. We're Debonair.
Can I ask you a question? Like Mexicali, did you order anything when you were there to see us when Sexy Susan?
Yeah.
Did they have the same menu?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they used to have great Mexicali.
So we are going to talk about other restaurants.
No, but Mexicali.
Food we have eaten.
One good thing about Mexicali, when it was Mexicali, they had great food there. So you catch a great, you have to go looking for a good meal before the gig. You know,
so basically, come to Club Debonair, but don't eat the food. Way to promote it. They'll be pleased. Yeah. You're really good at this, Joe. You really have a knack. I don't understand why we don't have many more sponsors with reads like this.
Anyway. Fragile Sky.
It's a shithole. Come see me before.
No. I didn't say it was
no,
a shithole.
No, I understand, but that's the next step.
I'm sure, the food is good. Say the food is good for Carson.
No, the food was fine. They just really whittled down the menu.
Right, they whittled down the menu because they're the Debonair Music Hall now. The concentration.
Well, there's only a certain amount of things you can defrost. You know, they don't want to have
hysterical
full thing of frozen things. You get fucking two choices. You get a pretzel, you get the jalapeno pot stickers, and you get french fries.
Jalapeno pot stickers.
Oh, the jalapeno
poppers.
Yes. I was talking about food. I should realize. Don't venture into that territory when I have a connoisseur like you.
Don't you mess with me.
Funny. Nobody knows Wendy's like her.
That's right.
So. Three fingers in.
Fragile.
You didn't see that one coming, did you? Here's a story to keep the show going.
Oh, God.
Working with Artie Fletcher. You know Artie Fletcher?
Yeah.
Okay. This is years ago. We're up in Michigan. And the manager of the club is a very attractive young woman, mm-hmm. much younger than Artie. And he keeps on telling her that by the end of the weekend, he is going to be wrist deep in her. I wonder if she is a Me Too story.
Oh, God, what a horrible thing to say.
He didn't think so.
No, apparently not.
I guess he thought it was complimentary. Her, not so much. Go on.
Was he wrist deep in her? I guess not. And I probably never worked the club again.
Well, I don't know the rest of his career, but right. I'm not... I'm,
thinking, in the face of aggravating a mob of angry black people, or saying you're going to be wrist deep in the manager. Suddenly, I'm not so bad.
Right.
2 hours ago, not even. You're talking to me about how you're shooting marshmallow. I don't know.
What?
I'm not feeling so bad about this
guy. I wouldn't say to a manager.
No. I'm a manager.
Of what?
Not
can't
here.
Even manage your faculties.
They're a menagerie.
Yes.
Wrong.
Thank
menagerie.
You. I'm a menagerie manager.
All right. You know what? I shouldn't have interrupted you.
Right.
You read during my wrist for a wrist deep story.
Right. Saturday, January 27th. This Saturday, we will be with Jolynn Turner at Debonair Music Hall, 1409 Queen Anne Road in Teaneck, New Jersey. Check us out. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Check out tickets. You can private message me for tickets again, or you can go to Fragile Sky, or you call the club. And come on down. It's going to be a great weekend. Great 2 days of rock and roll, so check it on out.
Were you when you saw Winger, and you're such a big fan, were your wrists deep in Kip Winger?
No.
Okay. Wanted to be.
No. I just want to get a picture, and what a federal case I was.
Should have worn a Kiss shirt. Would have happened. All right, let's see if I can get through my read. Chances are, yes.
Chances are.
The musical continues.
Wear a
cigarette. The moment I started to my read.
I was watching the Ed Sullivan Show today.
Yes.
And they were doing a Say a Little Prayer for You, and I didn't know who sung it. Obviously, it's Aretha Franklin. And they had, like, these two hot blonde twins dancing around.
Yeah.
And I knew they're lip-syncing. Singing. Right. But I was looking up, like, who are these broads? I don't know, because I thought maybe they sang the song. No, I don't know.
Actually, that's Dionne Warwick.
Well, according to the internet, it's Aretha Franklin. But either way, it wasn't these two hot twin blondes that were dancing around that I wanted. These women that are probably like 90-year-old grandmas by now.
Yeah.
Like, this shit's hot. I bet people were jerking around in the family room, jerking off in the family room with this.
They were jerking around, too.
Do you know what's the most amazing show? Lawrence Welk show. Think about this. Lawrence
Welk. I know.
Old-time bubble music.
Like Catskill.
Being played with people wearing 70s fashions.
I know. It's really
That's
funny.
That's fucked up. It's
still on.
Oh, let me tell you something. That show, my grandmother, God rest her soul, she would love it. Anything was cool. You try to turn the channel when Lawrence Welk was on, you're dead. You're good as dead.
Bite your hand off.
Yeah, yep. You're good as dead.
Yep.
Yeah, if you lose a hand, you can't be wrist deep in a manager. So, bad bargain. All right. Friday, January 26th and Saturday, January 27th, I'll be in Winchester, Virginia at the Bright Box Theater. For tickets, go to brightboxwinchester.com.
You're blowing me down. Winchester Cathedral. That was a very pop song in the 60s. I remember we used to go to this Italian restaurant, and I used to always go up to the jukebox and play that song.
Did you?
That's a very nice memory. That was a memory when my family was a family, and everybody was alive.
Why the fuck are we going to end on, like, your dad killing himself? Because that's
a
where that
dog
goes.
Dying.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
We don't have another hour to out and make this
she
right.
She said she sang Winchester Cathedral.
I understand. I understand.
And he had a nice fuzzy memory.
And yeah. When we were still a family and everybody was alive. Everybody was alive, which means people died. Men have died. And
Joe
knows. Exactly.
Families died.
What the fuck wrong with you?
My family's dead, too.
Do you ever think it was you?
Yeah, I think they did.
This segment was brought by the Acme Casket Company. Remember, when you think dead, think Acme.
I got the sales guy on here. Yeah. He always finds a problem.
When you're dying to get away from your family.
Mahogany, galvanized, whatever. The Acme Casket Company is there.
I'll kill myself now.
We have the model. We have, which one would you like? Mahogany, bronze, galvanized?
I'd like a Kiss casket.
You can get one. They're for sale.
Are you going to go and update your blog first?
I most certainly will.
You're not going to get a Kiss casket, are you?
A Kiss casket? A Kiss casket.
Yeah, they're going to.
They do have them.
Yes, I know they have them.
That's insane. That's just
people
crazy.
Love them.
Yeah, people just keep throwing money at that jerk.
Sure, except the guy who did the interview.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to need a free shirt if I'm going to wear your shit.
And see, that's the play. They don't give away anything for free, especially not Gene Simmons. You show up in a shirt that offends them, free shirt.
He's going to make you buy it.
Yeah, but it's been on somebody's ball sack.
That's the only way I'll buy them.
They're not going to give you a good one.
Pre-sweatshirts. All right. Seriously, way too much fucking show.
Yes.
It was fun. It was very freeing.
Yeah.
Not to have to go by the clock.
Oh, the girls
to be able to say
cunt
sucker whenever I wanted.
Whenever.
But it was fun. Thank you all for hanging out. Thank you to Ice Tray for coming on the show and dropping some cryptocurrency knowledge.
Thank you. I'm sorry it took me a long time to keep up, but it was really helpful.
No, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot. It's very confusing.
Yeah, but I almost feel like I understand it now after having been schooled up.
Good. All right. Seriously, I don't think there's much more we can do. You guys know the drill. You know where to find us. Twitter, Facebook, see us, love us, whatever. That's it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on.